Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll do a quick follow-up Friday segment now before we get to what might be the world's first carbon-neutral city. We want to follow up on a segment we did Monday when we talked about energy use by city residents. Remember, we had City Councilman Eric Gioia to talk about his proposal to provide smart meters to all New York City customers by 2011. Smart meter technology gives people real-time information on just how much energy we're consuming so we could adjust our energy use accordingly and actually see what it's costing us in real time, minute to minute. But while we're waiting for that to happen or not, Con Ed does right now have a current incentive for energy savers called the Time of Use Plan, which gives people discounts for off-peak energy use. And Ken Belson, who reported on this for the New York Times, is with us just for a couple of minutes to explain how that works in case you didn't know you could get peak and off-peak rates in your own home. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Brian.
So how does this work?
Basically, you sign up for free. They come over to your house. They put in sort of a dual meter. One meter reads your peak hour usage, which is from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and the second meter reads your off-peak usage, which is the other hours plus all your weekends.
So it's voluntary?
It's voluntary. There was a pilot program back in the 90s where they tried to make it mandatory, and there was such a backlash that they dropped it.
Who do you think would benefit from this, and who would wind up paying more?
Well, commercial enterprises have a version of this because they have very predictable usage and can do things like turn off fans and air conditioning and lights when people go home at night. But the big users, at least from residents' point of view, are people with big homes. People in the city tend not to have a lot of electronics that can be shifted into the evening hours. You and I might have a dishwasher. We might have, an air conditioner. But the people who really have the most variable electricity use are people who have, for example, pools, people who have washers and dryers in their homes, things that can be done after 10 o'clock at night. Those are the people who could benefit the most.
So those folks might want to contact Con Ed and sign up for this peak off-peak metering system.
In fact, they don't have a lot of users. It's only about 2,500 people, residential users.
Wow.
The bulk of them are out in Westchester, actually, where, not surprisingly, they're a big home.
Yeah. Well, by the way, why when I go through Midtown at night does it seem like all the lights are on in the office buildings, even though it's after business hours?
Great question. One is the cleaning crews that, of course, start working at 10 and 11 and 12 o'clock at night. The other is just the nature of the way older buildings are wired. They don't have sensors in them the way our New York Times headquarters has that dim the lights when nobody's there, when it doesn't sense movement for 10 minutes. A lot of the older places, it's all centrally controlled or controlled floor by floor, and so it's easier to just leave them on rather than start turning things off one at a time. And I think as new buildings are built, they're coming in with smarter technology that does dim the lights or turn them off completely when it senses nobody's there. And that is a big money saver.
Yeah, we have that in our new offices. It's amazing. You walk out of the room, even if you don't turn out the light, it turns itself out
exactly.
After a few seconds. All right, Ken Belson from the New York Times, thanks for the follow-up.
Sure, thank you.